KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles remaining. We look for a break in the rain activity here in just a little bit in Atlantic. So far, we picked up 31 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall, or just over 3/10 of an inch for the past 24 hours, which essentially began at 3 a.m. this morning. The rainfall did and went through 7 o'clock here, just a few sprinkles remaining now. Messina reports 72 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall. Our forecast is calling for the showers and thunderstorms to be ending, its skies to become partly cloudy, a high of 83. In the news, an altercation between two men and police officers in Red Oak has resulted in arrests, but no reports of injuries. According to Red Oak Police, 19-year-old Shay Daniel Lewis and 22-year-old Justin Lewis Marsden, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody just after 11 p.m. Friday on charges of assault on a peace officer and interference with official acts. Red Oak Police were sent to the home in the 1200 block of East Summit Street following a report of persons underage drinking alcohol. When they arrived, one of the subjects, identified as Daniel Lewis, allegedly became uncooperative and belligerent with officers. At one point, Lewis allegedly placed his hands around an officer's throat. Another man, identified as Marsden, allegedly grabbed the same officer, resulting in a second physical altercation. After a brief struggle, both Lewis and Marsden were brought into submission when police deployed a taser. The men were taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond each. And as a result of the original investigation, 18-year-old Cheyenne Musland of Red Oak was cited and then later released on a charge of possessing alcohol while underage. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 10:40 last night of a Page County man who had a long list of moving violations. Authorities say 44-year-old John David Stone of Brattyville was arrested for driving while revoked, with 27 withdrawals in effect. Stone was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $1,000 cash bond. Officials of the Stewart Police Department posted a note on their social media page Friday afternoon warning residents of that community about a utility payment scam. Authorities say there have been reports of someone going door-to-door claiming to be a Stewart city worker, collecting late utility payments. The city of Stewart, they note, does not send workers to your door to collect such payments. And if you find yourself in that type of situation, you're asked to contact the Stewart Police Department at 515-523-1896 or Stewart City Hall at 515-523-1280. They'd also like you to try and get a description of the person and any vehicles that they may be traveling in. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said yesterday the deputies had arrested a Griswold woman on drug charges Friday morning. 19-year-old Tara Lynn Waters of Griswold faces charges that include OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Waters was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released. On Thursday, deputies in Cass County arrested 29-year-old Amanda Faye Petrozilka of Council Bluffs on a charge of driving while revoked. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Friday on her own recognizance. And there were two arrests this past Wednesday here in Cass County. 45-year-old Carl Daniel Weichman of Griswold was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse second offense. Weichman was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. Also on Wednesday, 33-year-old Jessica Rennell Jamison of Winterset was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Jamison was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on $25,000 bond. Well, CARF International announced on Friday that Cass Incorporated has been accredited for a period of 3 years for its community employment, employment planning, organizational employment, community integration, and supported living services. The latest accreditation is the 10th consecutive three-year accreditation that the international accrediting body CARF has awarded to Cass Incorporated. The accreditation decision represents the highest level of accreditation that can be awarded to an organization and shows that organization's substantial conformance to the CARF standards. An organization receiving a three-year accreditation has put itself through a rigorous peer review process. It's demonstrated to a team of surveyors during an on-site visit its commitment to offering programs and services that are measurable, accountable, and of the highest quality. Cass Incorporated is a nonprofit organization with offices on Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic. It's been providing community-supported services in the Cass County area since 1977. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Louise A. Smith, age 66 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Louise Smith will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, who's formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th in Sandpoint, Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home. Merwin Brown, age 81, who's formerly of Harlan, died September the 2nd in Beaumont, Texas. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held today at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson of Elkhorn, and that'll take place from noon until 4 p.m. Helen Marie Langenfeld, age 91 of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be held today at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Dudley D. Paul, age 62, of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th. Services for Dudley D. Paul will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Peterson, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Patricia Peterson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Bill Armstrong, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. John William Broyles, age 92, of Weatherford, Texas, and formerly of the Griswold area, has died. Graveside services for John Broyles will be held at noon on Tuesday at the Hillside Cemetery at Elliott, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Albert Wetzel, age 92, of Bayard, died early Friday at his home. Services for Albert Wetzel will be on Thursday, September 25th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Elaine Leota Johnson, age 75, of Villisca, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. And as per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services for Elaine Johnson are planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Marjorie Ford, age 98, of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Eastern Star Masonic Home in Boone. Funeral services for Marjorie Ford are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.